All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
It's Thursday, May 19th. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Worzer. The weather may well be the top story later today. There's a chance for some severe storms popping up, including the chance for tornadoes in an area that includes Albert Lea, Rochester, and Winona over to La Crosse, Wisconsin. The Twin Cities, Mankato, and Worthington face a slight risk of severe storms today. We'll have the rest of the forecast in just a moment. Two new subvariants of COVID-19 that are worrying experts have been found in Minnesota. New data from the state health department shows four people outside the metro area have been infected with BA4 and one with BA5, which have been found in other countries and appears to be able to infect those who have immunity from COVID. COVID infections are increasing in Minnesota. Yesterday, 2,120 cases were reported. Cases discovered with at-home tests are not recorded. Two former Mayo Clinic employees are suing the Minnesota-based healthcare provider, claiming they were unfairly fired for refusing COVID-19 vaccinations. According to a story in the Rochester Post Bulletin, the attorney representing the two women says he will file more than 100 similar lawsuits in the coming days. Last year, Mayo instituted a vaccination requirement with certain exemptions. An estimated 700 Mayo Clinic employees were fired for not complying with the mandate. In a statement, Mayo Clinic says it stands behind its vaccine requirement that helps protect employees, patients, and visitors. The family of the late Republican Congressman Jim Hagedorn is suing his widow, Jennifer Carnahan. Family members say Carnahan promised to reimburse them for Hagedorn's medical expenses as he sought treatment after Mayo Clinic doctors said they could no more for the congressman, who had advanced kidney cancer. Carnahan, who is running in a special election to fill her husband's congressional seat, calls the suits a, quote, political stunt. In other news, a former Minneapolis police officer has pleaded guilty to state charges in the killing of George Floyd. As part of the plea deal yesterday, Thomas Lane will receive a 3-year sentence that he will serve at the same time he's in prison for a federal civil rights conviction. The remaining two officers in the case are due to stand trial soon. The push to legalize sports betting in Minnesota remains alive at the state capitol with a hearing scheduled today in the state Senate. Tim Pugmire has more.
The Senate Finance Committee hearing comes with just days remaining for lawmakers to act on bills. The move follows last week's House passage of a sports betting bill. Both measures allow for sports wagering online and in tribal casinos, but the Senate version also includes the state's two horse racing tracks. Supporters say a legal and regulated framework is needed for an activity that is already widespread. They also want Minnesota to keep the sports betting revenue currently going to neighboring states. It's unclear if the bill has enough support to pass in the Senate. I'm Tim Pugmire.
Sports, the Twins beat the Oakland A's yesterday 14-4. Wow, the Twins begin a series against the Royals in Kansas City tomorrow night. Minnesota United tied the LA Galaxy 1-1 last night in St. Paul. On to that promised weather forecast, a chance of showers and thunderstorms statewide mainly this afternoon. As I mentioned prior, some of those storms may be severe, specifically in central and southern Minnesota this afternoon. That enhanced risk of severe weather with the tornadoes and large hailstones, that's in far southeastern Minnesota. It includes places like Albert Lea, Austin, Rochester, and Winona. Highs around the region today, mid-50s to the lower 60s in the north, mid-60s and mid-70s in central Minnesota, upper 70s, mid-80s in southern Minnesota. A little more humidity in the air today, too. Showers and thunderstorms likely statewide tonight. Again, some storms may be severe in central and southern Minnesota this evening. And then once the system moves out, there's a chance of showers tomorrow in northern Minnesota. Much cooler, highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Even cooler than that in northwestern Minnesota, mid-40s, lower 50s there. If you're looking for more news right now, you can always stream us by going to mprnews.org, download the news app. You can also tell your smart speakers to play NPR News or just turn on the radio. I hope you have a good day today, and be sky aware, by the way. Be weather aware for those storms. I'm Kathy Worzer.